إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة فجزاه الله عنا خير ما يجازى نبي عن أمته ورضي الله عن صحابته الغر الميامين الذين نقلوا لنا علم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank him and we bear witness that there is no deity except him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon him, his companions, his household, and those who follow him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Today we are going to talk about the names of Allah. The names of Allah are the most important knowledge in this universe, because without the names of Allah we fail to explain life. Without the names of Allah we fail to understand life. Without the names of Allah we fail to understand the purpose of life, and we will fail to explain a lot of the phenomena that we see around us. Now the first question comes in mind, then how come everything is so dependent on the names of Allah? Because he's the maker. He's the one that made this life. And if he's the maker, then this life is made based on his nature. And without understanding his nature, we fail to understand life, and we fail to understand a lot of things in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, when he made this life, he made it in such a way that will let us recognize him, will make us understand who is he, what is he expecting from us, what should we expect back from him, what is right, what is wrong, and all of these things, and what's the purpose of our existence on earth. The names of Allah are divided into two kinds. The first kind is called the names of greatness. The names of greatness are the names where no one can share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the example of these names is the most mighty, the most powerful, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, Al-Jabbar, Al-Qawi, Al-Ali. All these names that describe Allah as one of a kind, as someone who is, no one is higher than, he supports everybody and nobody supports him. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. أَحَد is different than واحد. واحد means one. أَحَد means unit. Now, you can have one car, but this car can be divided into many parts, right? So, the name واحد by itself does not indicate that Allah is not dividable. But the name أَحَد means unit, non-dividable unit. Perfect, complete, flawless unit that cannot be divided or partitioned. Cannot be sliced like a pizza into three slices. The Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost. No, it is one unit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Wahid is one of a kind. Al-Ahad is the unit that cannot be divided. The self-sufficient unit. Al-Qayyum, the one who supports everybody. And nobody supports him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Al-Awwal, the one who was before time, who is before time. Al-Akhir, the one who is after time. He created time, and he changes time, and the time changes everything else. No one is stronger than the time. The time will change everything. The time will spoil any food. The time will age anybody, and at certain point of time this person will finish. The time is the strongest creation of Allah that would destroy anything. Everything cannot last in front of time. He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change. He is he all the times, for he is the one who made the time. He is the one that changes the time, and the time changes everything else. He's before the time, he's after the time, he's not contained within the time. Not like you and me, where let's say I was born in 1968. I die in 2020. Then I am contained between these two points of time, between 1968 and 2020. Before 1968, I did not exist. After 2020, I will not exist. My life is nothing but a piece of time. I am nothing but a piece of time. Every day that passes by, a piece of me is lost. A piece of my physical existence on this earth is gone. One piece is gone. It's like a melting piece of ice. Every day, part of this ice is melting. It's like a burning candle. Every day, part of this candle is burning. We are contained in time. We change with time, we age with time, and then at the end, time will make us, will end our existence at the end, at the point of time where our life ends. Allah is outside of the time. He contains the time. He's al-awwal, the one before the time. He is al-akhir, the one after the time. He is containing the time. He changes the time. He moves the time, and the time changes everything else. All these names are the names of greatness that Allah has assigned to Himself. No one can share them with Allah. If anybody tries to share them with Allah, Allah will break him. As he said, Al-azamatu izari wal-kibriya'u rida'i man naza'ani fihuma qasamtuhu wa la ubali. Greatness is my clothes. Glory is my gown. Whomsoever tries to share the greatness or glory with me, I break him and I don't care about where he end up or where I put him. I destroy him, I put him, I throw him in the trash of hell, and I don't care about him. How is he burning or how is he suffering for the rest of eternity? Now, no one can share the names of greatness with Allah, the names of beauty is a different story. So the names of Allah are the names of greatness, are the names of beauty. The names of beauty are His manners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He wants us to live on earth using His manners, the heavenly manners. He is the most kind, and He wants us to be kind with one another. He is the most merciful, and He wants us to have mercy on one another. He is al-wadud, the one who loves the creation that is lower status than Him. He loves the ones who are lower than Him without any need to them. He just loves them because that's His nature. He is al-wadud. And remember that when Allah is al-wadud, it means that not Allah is trying to be wadud. No, He is wadud. That's His nature. That's who He is. It's not like us. If you are kind, you're not actually, this is not the nature. It is, you are trying to be kind. For Allah has created us in dual nature, as He subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Al-Shams, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That He has created us in a dual nature, a good nature and an evil nature. He is successful, the one who takes the good nature and promotes it and make it grow and grow and grow and grow. And then comes into the bad nature and then make it shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink. So it is, this is the successful one. We have the good side and the dark side. The loser, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, the loser described in the surah is the one that who takes the bad, the dark side, and makes it grow, 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 and become in control of every of his life, and takes the good side and make it shrink, 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 and almost have no influence or no presence in his or her life. So when we are kind, we're trying to be kind. When we're good, we're trying to be good. But Allah, He is kind, and that's His nature, and it's constant nature, does not change. Not, He's not trying to be kind. He is kind. He is merciful. That's His nature. That's who He is. He's wadud. And He wants us to take His manners, which are can be taken from the names of beauty that He assigned to Himself, and implement them in our daily life. He's fair, and He wants us to be fair with one another. These are called the heavenly manners, or the names of beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our presence on earth is for this purpose, is to live our life on earth, to do our earthly business using the heavenly manners. We cannot live on earth without doing an earthly business. We are earthly creation, not heavenly creation. And we need to do earthly business. But Allah wants us to conduct this earthly business based on the heavenly values.
which are his names of beauty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, generosity, kindness, fairness,
all these things.
On the other hand, the shaitan is challenging this purpose. Shaitan wants us to do our earthly business using earthly manners, materialistic manners, selfishness, greed, arrogance, ego, love of power, love of show off. These earthly manners, shaitan wants the business on the earth to be conducting using this earthly manners, where materialism is the law, is the highest value of the society, where the decision is made based on materialism, based on selfishness, based on greed, based on materialistic benefits. Allah wants the decision to be made based on moral values, based on his manners, based on wish for others what you wish for yourself, based on kindness and justice. But the material, the shaitan wants the decision to be made based on strategic interests, based on how much we're making, based on oil, based on benefits and gains. If you want to see what is the highest controlling value in a society, look which one is more powerful. The moral values or the economy or the materialistic values. Just yesterday I was in Lake Tahoe. In Lake Tahoe there is a street called the State Line. It divides Lake Tahoe into two portions. Lake Tahoe, California, and Lake Tahoe, Nevada. In Lake Tahoe, Nevada, the economy of Nevada is based on the entertainment industry and tourism. Therefore, they made prostitution and gambling legal. You step in the other side of the street, Lake Tahoe, California, it is the economy in California is based on agriculture and manufacturing. Therefore, prostitution and gambling are illegal. This is a very obvious example that demonstrates which one controls which one. Moral values are controlling economy, are controlling materialistic values, or materialistic values are controlling moral values. When the civilized Islamic society is the society when the moral values are in control, when the decision, political decision, or whatever decision is based on moral values, is not based on materialism. This is how Allah wants us to live our life on earth, to do our earthly business using the heavenly manners. Shaitan is challenging, on the other hand, trying to recruit brains and muscles, human brains and muscles. For the shaitan, Allah did not enable him to step in a physical form and corrupt our world. Shaitan tries to recruit brains and muscles of people to get them to achieve his purpose on earth, which is doing the earthly business using the earthly manners of selfishness and greed and all of these. Now the shaitan is, while the shaitan is trying to recruit brains and muscles, and Allah is sending his guidance, Allah gave us the free choice. Allah wills to give us the free will, to give us the free choice, to choose where to go, right or wrong. Among his names is one of this is this mysterious name, which is Al-Mudil. Not all the scholars, by the way, agree that the name Al-Mudil is one of the names of Allah. However, some of them and many of them say that the name Al-Mudil is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he is the one that misguides. The question is, how could Allah be the Al-Mudil or the one who misguides? The first rule that we need to keep in mind that when we try to understand the names of Allah, we cannot partition them. We cannot understand one in isolation of the other names. We have to put all names together and understand them all together. Any understanding of any name that will conflict with another name, we throw it away. Then this is a wrong understanding. An example of that, you cannot, for example, separate mercy from wisdom. The mercy of Allah is not an open mercy. When you look at mercy only, you say, oh, mercy means that it doesn't matter what you do, he loves you. Or it's open mercy, means everybody qualifies for the mercy. But when we put the name, the most wise, with the most merciful, we clearly understand that the wisdom, that the mercy of Allah is a wise mercy. What is wisdom? Wisdom is to do the right thing
at the right time and the right place for the right reason.
Now,
the mercy of Allah is a wise mercy for those who deserve it. It's not an open mercy. Once you put the names of Allah in conflict with each other, you will run into the problem that the Christians run into. According to the Christian theology, there was a conflict between Allah's mercy and Allah's justice. They clashed together. His justice is calling him to punish us for the sin of our grandfather Adam, for we inherit the sin of our grandfather Adam. Where babies are not born innocent, and then they pick up corruption from the surrounding. No, this is in Islam. In Christianity, babies are born guilty because they inherit the sin of their grandfather Adam. So the justice of Allah is calling him to punish us. But his mercy is calling him to forgive us. Then there was a conflict and clash between his mercy and justice. And he was trying to resolve that conflict. And the way he chose is to punish himself instead of us. So he would let a bunch of criminal thugs, really bad guys, real awful criminals, beat him up and humiliate him in such a miserable way. And then at the end, kill him on a cross. I mean, if Allah, how could this be appropriate to His Majesty? How could we meet Allah having this low image of Him? Such a low image that He will let a bunch of criminal thugs beat Him up and torture Him and humiliate Him and then kill Him on a cross at the end? Why is that? Because He wanted to resolve the conflict between His justice and mercy? That's not acceptable. If I call any one of the speakers who said that he has a conflict in his own personality, he's going to get mad. So he's calling Allah a name that he does not accept to himself, which is a conflict in the nature of Allah between his mercy and justice. Now, in Islam, that's why we judge by the 99 names. We understand all of them together. Any understanding that violates one of them, we throw it away. Same thing with Quran. We don't cut and paste. We judge by the whole book. We don't just cut and paste and take one piece from here and one piece from there and make up a imaginary story or falsify the story or forge the story or forge the description. Tazweer al-Adiyan, the business of Tazweer al-Adiyan, falsifying of religions, that people keep doing that, take the pure religion of a prophet and keep playing with it and cutting and pasting and hiding until at the end it ends up with a totally different religion. Tazweer al-Adiyan. This is coming from the game of cut and paste. So when we deal with the names of Allah, we don't cut and paste. We understand all of them together. So how can we understand the name al-Mudil in such a way that does not conflict with his other names? The understanding that also supported by the verses of the Quran is that Allah misguides as a punishment the ones who chose misguidance by their own will, and Allah guides as a reward the one who chose guidance by their own will. For the will of Allah is superior to our will. As he said, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمُ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To those among you who will to follow the straight righteous path, and you will never be able to follow that straight righteous path until I allow you to. He guides whomsoever he wants, and he misguides whomsoever he wants. A lot of people question that. And the answer is simple. Let's get the inverse of that statement. Let's flip this statement and try to understand what's the inverse of that statement. If we reverse the statement, we will say, Allah, people are guided this against the will of Allah, and people are misguided against the will of Allah. Does that make sense to anybody? It doesn't. Therefore, when I say people are guided, nobody will be guided without the will of Allah, and nobody will be misguided without the will of Allah, it makes perfect sense. Because the opposite is nonsense. So, he guides the one who chose guidance. He misguides the one who chose misguidance. In other words, if somebody has the interest to go forward, Allah will push him forward and will clear the way for him to make him possible to go forward. If somebody is interested and wants to go backward, Allah will push him backward and clear the way for him so that it's possible for him to go backward.
So you make the decision and Allah makes it possible. You develop the interest. You develop the will. Allah either grants you your will or deny you your will. Allah, it's, if you might think of it just like the will, as a simplified example, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah is way greater than these simplified examples. These simplified examples, Allah is way above and beyond these simplified examples. As a simplified example, think of the will of the president and the will of the prime minister. The prime minister will give him the freedom to will and to make decision by the president. The president could take it away from him anytime, or he can let him have it as much as the president wants. And then the president reviews the decisions made by the prime minister, and he, the president, will choose to either allow them or override them and stop them. So think of it that way, that our will is subject to the review of Allah. He might grant us what we want to do, and he might deny us what we want to do. However, the interest, our good deeds and bad deeds are recorded according to our own interest, according to what we wanted to do, whether we did it or not. Clear evidence of that is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا لِأَرْبَعَةِ نَفَرٍ. People in this life are divided into four categories. رَجُلٌ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَمَالًا فَسَخَّرَهُ عَلَى هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ. That a person Allah has given knowledge and money. So he's using his money, promoting the cause of Allah, promoting doing earthly business using heavenly manners, promoting what Allah wants. وَرَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا وَلَمْ يُؤْتِهِ مَالًا فَهُوَ يَتَمَنَّى أَنْ يُؤْتِيَهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا لِيَفْعَلْ مِثْلَ مَا فَعَلَ الْأَوَّلِ فَهُمْ فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَاءٌ. And another person Allah gave knowledge, and by knowledge means knows Allah, knows who is Allah, what is he expecting from him, what is he should he expect back from Allah. This is the knowledge that we mean. Allah gave him knowledge, this knowledge. So but he's poor. Allah did not give him money. So he has a strong burning desire that if Allah would give me money, I would do exactly like my brother who's rich, who's spending his money, destroying halakatihi fil haq, destroying his money for the sake of Allah, left and right. He says, I wish I have money, I do like him. The Prophet used two fingers like that and said, huma fil ajri sawa, they are equally rewarded. And then the other kind, وَرَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يُؤْتِهِ عِلْمًا. A man was granted money by Allah, but no knowledge. He doesn't know who's Allah. He lives his life as a big long party, from birth to death. That's all. Every day, okay, the party of today is Thursday. What am I going to do to enjoy my life? The party of tomorrow, the party of after tomorrow. Life is just nothing but a long big party. He lives his life as though there's no Allah. There's no Quran. He didn't send messengers, completely ignoring Allah. That person whom Allah gave money and not knowledge, okay, is the third kind. The fourth kind is a man that Allah didn't give money or knowledge. So he wishes that Allah gives him money to do like the third one did, like his companion did, the one who doesn't have knowledge but has money. The Prophet used his fingers and said, فَهُمَا فِي الْوِزْرِ سَوَاءٌ. They are equally sinful. Because the one who did do, who wanted to have money to do bad deeds, the only thing that stopped him is that he was stopped by Allah. For Allah is Latif. He does not enable every evil person to execute his evil wishes and ill desires. Otherwise, the earth would ruin. There are so many hearts typical and similar to the hearts of the Pharaoh. But only one of them got the powers of the Pharaoh. If all the hearts of the Pharaoh will get the powers of the Pharaoh, we will be doomed. There are so many hearts that are similar. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Similarity of the hearts. But only one of them will get the powers or two, for Allah is Latif. If they all get what they want, the earth would be ruined. We will not be able to live on earth. So Allah would use His powers to stop them from executing their evil will. But they earned the sin already. If the person stops himself, then this person gets hasanat. If you have an ill desire or a will to do an evil thing, and then you decide, you feel ashamed, and you decide to stop yourself, Allah gives you the hasanat. مَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كُتِبَتْ لَهُ حَسَنًا. And if you have a desire to do a good deed, but you change it your mind, Allah will make it one hasanah. If you do it, Allah makes it 10 hasanah. So just for having a desire to do a good deed, this is one hasanah. If you do it, it becomes 10. If you don't, then you stay with one. If you have a desire to do a bad deed, you get a sayyi'ah. If you change your mind, yourself, then Allah flip it and make it hasanah for changing your mind. But if Allah stops you, you walk to the liquor store, you find it closed, you earned the sayyi'ah already. Because you already walked into the liquor store, and if it was open, you would have bought liquor. But if you change your mind in the way, change your mind, say, no, I'm not going to do that, and go back, then when this is when you earn the hasana, it becomes a hasana instead of a sayyi'ah. So based on this understanding, we can understand the will of Allah versus our will. We understand the names of Allah in a manner that perfectly fit together. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Some of the names, okay, appear to be effective at certain period of time. With, just like you, when you're playing with little daughter, you're kind and playful. If you are in the battlefield, you're not going to be kind and playful. You're going to be strong and tough. Changing attributes based on the scenario, this is very wise. You cannot maintain the same attribute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, He's angry with a bad guy, and at the same exact time, He's pleased with a good guy. So it depends on بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ. And then He describes them, that He is with believers, He's Ra'uf, He's Rahim, with His Rahmah covers everything, and He is giving His Rahmah to a specific category of people. Then this will help us understand the names Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, both of them means mercy. But Ar-Rahman is coming from the root Rahman. Rahman is sigat mubalagha, excessive form, which means that He is excessively merciful. So He is Rahman, excessively merciful, and He is Rahim, justly merciful. So, what is the difference? The scholars say that in this life, Allah grant His mercy to those who deserve it and to those who don't deserve it. To bad guys and to good guys without restrictions. Everybody gets the mercy of Allah. Everybody gets the benefits. Breathes Allah's airs, drinks Allah's water, eats Allah's food. For this person deserves his or her fair chance. So they get to enjoy the benefits of the sun, of the moon, of the safe floor, earth, of the safe roof, the skies, and they get to enjoy it. Until the end of this appointed time, where in the day of judgment, Allah is Rahim, means only those who deserve mercy will get the mercy of Allah. The ones who don't deserve it will not even smell it, will not even get a little bit of it. So Allah is Rahman al-Dunya wa Rahim al-Akhirah. O you, the merciful, the Rahman of this life, who gives mercy to everybody, those who deserve it and those who don't. O you, Rahim of al-Akhirah, the one who gives mercy only to the ones who deserve it. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ask them, who made haram the joy, the halal entertainment and the halal joy that Allah has created? Who wants to make it haram? Tell them, this halal entertainment and halal earnings and halal pleasures are for believers in this life and only for believers in the hereafter. Tell them they are for believers in this life. For only believers in this life, they are the ones who seek halal entertainment. Okay? Non-believers, they won't care. Halal or haram, they will seek the entertainment and the pleasure. So Allah said, tell them these halal pleasures and this halal fun is for the believers in this life and only for believers in the hereafter, in Surah Al-A'raf. So only believers get it in the hereafter, but these halal pleasures, also non-believers enjoy halal pleasures, even though they don't care if it's halal or haram, but they still enjoy the halal pleasures as part of the package of pleasure and fun that Allah delivers and makes it available for everybody in this life. And this way, we understand the difference between Al-Wahid and Al-Ahad. How about the difference between Al-Afu and Al-Ghafur? Al-Afu is more than Al-Ghafur. Al-Afu is the one who completely erases the sins from the records and makes you forget it and makes the angels forget it. So it is like never happened. That is Al-Afu. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised his wife in the last 10 days of Ramadan. He said, the best dua you make is to say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Means, whatever bad deeds we did, it's not even written. It's written, but it's erased. Completely erased. You are erased from the memory, erased from the books, erased completely from existence. That is al-afu. Al-Ghafur is the one who forgives the sin. So the sin is there, but the punishment is removed. You will be reminded of this sin in the Day of Judgment. As the hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the slave in the Day of Judgment and covers him with the curtains of as-satr, the curtains of covering the shame. And then Allah confronts that believer and or good person with the bad deeds that he or she did. Until the flesh of their face falls down out of shame. They are so ashamed they have done this. And the flesh of their face falls down out of shame. And then Allah says, those are the bad deeds that only you and me know about. I have covered you in the past life. Nobody knew about. I am covering you now. Nobody will know about and I forgive you. This is Al-Ghafur, the one who forgives the sin. As-Sattar, the one who hides the shame. You know, if you like somebody, you technically speaking, you don't like the person. You like the curtains of satr that Allah has surrounded this person with. You, when you look at a person, if these curtains of satr, of these curtains that covers the shame that Allah has put around every one of us, if these curtains are removed, you would despise the person and run away. So when you admire a person, when you like a person, you actually like the curtains of satr that Allah has surrounded this person with. One way to remove these curtains, let's say, if Allah will make bad deeds smell bad. So when I smell somebody, I smell him, I smell something bad because that person did a bad deed. If Allah will made it that way, then would we be able to stay next to each other? Or the smell would be so bad that we won't be able to be close to one another. This is one of the ways that Allah could do to remove the curtains of satr, the curtains of covering the shame that Allah is protecting us with, so that we don't look down to one another. These are the names of Allah. We went quickly exploring some of them. And we tried to understand the phenomena, the natural world, the phenomena around us, the relationships between us, the way we conduct a business, everything in this life, based on these names. And we need to continue understanding these names so that we have good and correct understanding of this life. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التوحيد, monotheism, is not to treat anybody the way you treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not to love anybody the way you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not to have hope in anybody the way you have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not to fear anybody the way you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do any of those things, if you تجعل لله أندادا you treat someone the way you would treat Allah, you beg somebody for your needs the way you beg Allah for your needs, you hope somebody, you have hope on somebody the way you have hope in Allah, then you have crossed the lines of monotheism at Tawheed. And that is what the non-believers, al-mushrikun, the pagans, the idol worshippers did. They brought images and pictures, and they would treat those images and pictures the way that we treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg them for their needs the way we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs. And that's why they were called pagans or idol worshippers. But you don't have to, this thing that you're begging and having hope in and treating the way we treat Allah doesn't have to be an idol, doesn't have to be an image. Could be a person, could be money, could be something that you're so attached with. And then your love exceeds, to this thing, exceeds the love that you have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah mentions in Ayah 23 or 24, Allah mentioned 8 things. And then these 8 things we all love. Your children, your business, your spouses, your homes, your fathers, your families. Allah mentions them. And then Allah at the end said, if you love them more than you love Allah, then wait until the day of judgment come and you will see what kind of punishment you get. So if we love them, that's natural. If you don't love those, then these 8 things, then you have something wrong with you. But the question is, you don't love them the way you love Allah. You don't treat them the way we treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This way we are muwahideen. This way we are monotheistic people. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إني داع فقول آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. اعلي بفضلك يا ربي كلمتي الحق والدين. انصر عبادك المؤمنين الموحدين. يا رب اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم، والأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وخذلوهم، فمن لهم سواك يدفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل قتلاهم من الشهداء، واشف مرضاهم، وفك أسراهم، واعف عن أحيائهم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. اللهم إن عصيناك فنحن نعصيك لضعف في نفوسنا، فإن نفوسنا الأمارة بالسوء قد غلبت علينا، غلبت علينا شقوتنا يا رب. لا نعصيك لأننا ننكر صفاتك العليا، ولا نعصيك لأننا لا نخاف منك، ولكن نعصيك لأننا ننسى وغلبت علينا أنفسنا الأمارة بالسوء يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Whether there are gaps in the hearts or gaps in the bodies. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmi. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عن يعمل الظالمون، إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار، مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء.
فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل أولم تكونوا أقسمتم من قبل ما لكم من زوال وسكنتم في مساكن الذين ظلموا أنفسهم وتبين لكم كيف فعلنا بهم وضربنا لكم الأمثال وقد مكروا مكرهم وعند الله مكرهم وإن كان مكرهم لتزول منه الجبال فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار وترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين في الأصفاد سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت إن الله سريع الحساب هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين فإنهم عدوٌّ لي إلا رب العالمين الذي خلقني فهو يهدين والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين وإذا مرضت فهو يشفين والذي يميتني ثم يحيين والذي أطمع أن يغفر لي خطيئتي يوم الدين رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي إنه كان من الضالين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين وبرزت الجحيم للغاوين الله أكبر سمع سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Thank you.